good morning on a rather special Friday for me. Anyway, it's 7:30. Radio 1 News. And with the news, Sarah Kennedy.
The Conservatives had comfortable wins in yesterday's two by-elections, holding on to both seats with increased majorities. At Epsom and Ewell, they had a majority of nearly 21,000, compared with 16,000 at the general election. At Wickham, the majority was up from 9,000 to more than 15,000. Here's Noel Lewis of our political team.
These results were even better than expected for the Conservatives, but even worse for the Liberals, who slumped badly in areas where they've usually had a reasonable share of the poll. At Epsom, the Liberals came second at the general election with nearly 27% of the votes. Last night, they were placed third behind Labour, losing more than half their votes. At Wickham, the Liberal vote was reduced from 19% to 7%. Their candidate lost his deposit in the worst Liberal showing in this constituency for over 15 years. But the Conservative at Wickham polled more than at the general election, increasing the majority from 9,000 to 15,500 despite a lower turnout.
4 days of tough talking by EEC agriculture ministers in Luxembourg have failed to bring agreement on farm prices. So for the moment, some of the basic foods in our shops won't be going up. And until the ministers reconvene in Brussels on the 8th of May, there can be no certainty about the continuation of Britain's Milk Marketing Board distribution system. Experts in America are trying to discover what caused the collapse of scaffolding inside a cooling tower being constructed in West Virginia. 51 workers died, 8 of them from a single family. A new military regime appears to be in control in Afghanistan after yesterday's coup. According to radio reports in the capital of Kabul, President Mohammed Daoud has been shot dead after refusing to surrender. Unemployment in the manufacturing industry could be virtually eliminated if the amount of overtime worked could be turned into full-time jobs, according to an article in the Department of Employment Gazette. It says that this, as well as various types of work sharing, could cut unemployment by more than 100,000. That's our new summary. Onto the weather forecast. England and Wales will have sunny spells, although outbreaks of rain will spread from the south during the day. Scotland and Northern Ireland will have rain at times.
Remember how we listened to the radio, and I said that's the place to be. And how I got the job as an FM jock the day you married me. It was two kids and I was into AM rock, but I just had to run around. It's been 8 years since I left you, babe. Let me tell you about what's gone down. I am the morning DJ.